tell me why everything turned around. Packing up, checking up, so you won't do. If I could, baby, I'd give you my world. Open up, everything's waiting for you. You can go your own way.
Try to reassure the waiter, say you're down the street. something about what love means to me. Maybe it's just circumstance or general compatibility. I don't know who you are, but I'll save you a seat. Hang my coat on a chair next to me. I try to reassure the waiter, say you're down the street. He loved me, so here's to you.
This is Bronwyn, and you are listening to WMFO Medford. This is Songs for My Dog. Thank you so much for listening, if you're listening right now. I'm really excited about the show I have planned for today. I decided to start things off a bit slower, as usual, so that was The Most Beautiful Thing by Bruno Major. And then this next song I'm going to play is a new release by an artist I really like, Faye Webster. She just released like a sweet version of a song that she already had called Johnny, which is really good. Recommend that. It's a bit long though, so I didn't want to take up too much time on my show since there's a lot I want to play. But the other song she released is called Car Therapy, so I'm going to play that right now. Here we go. Thank you. that was Car Therapy by Faye Webster. I love Faye Webster. I think she's so talented. And she's from Atlanta. So whenever I, like, this actually happened a couple weeks ago. Whenever people are talking about Atlanta, I'm like, oh, Atlanta seems so cool. Like, I want to go to Atlanta. But I actually know nothing about Atlanta. It's just because Faye Webster is there. And I feel like if Faye Webster is from Atlanta, then there's got to be cool stuff there. Okay, so with that being said, other events in my life that are exciting today, the Met Gala is tonight, which I'm quite excited about because there's a rumor that Taylor Swift is going to show up for the first time in 6 years. I love the Met Gala. The outfits are just, like, so fun to watch, and, like, I'm always refreshing the, like, Vogue live updates article, throughout the night, because I just love, like, seeing, and the themes are so cool too. Like, it's such a cool combination of, like, art and fashion. Really recommend watching it if you haven't ever. But yeah, most excited for Taylor Swift. Okay, the next song I'm gonna play is If You Could Read My Mind by Gordon Lightfoot. I feel like Gordon Lightfoot is very much a, like, old man, like, artist. Like, I feel like dads listen to Gordon Lightfoot, but I really like this song, and I hope you do too.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, you know that ghost is me. And I will never be set free as long as I'm a ghost you can't see. If I could read your mind, love, what a tale your thoughts could tell. Just like a paperback novel, the kind the drugstore sells. When you reach the part where the heartaches come, the hero would be me. Heroes often fail. And you won't read that book again because the ending's just too hard to take. I'd walk away like a movie star who gets burned in a three-way script. Enter number two, a movie queen to play the scene of bringing all the good things out in me. But for now, love, let's be real. I never thought I could act this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back. If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. Just like an old-time movie about a ghost from a wishing well. In a castle dark or a fortress strong, with chains upon my feet, the story's always in. If you read between the lines, you'll know that trying to understand the feelings that you lack. I never thought I could feel this way, and I've got to say that I just don't get it. I don't know where we went wrong, but the feeling's gone, and I just can't get it back.
A song by the Weather Station called Parking Lot. My dad, who's listening right now, actually just saw the Weather Station at a concert in Central Park. So I'm very curious to hear how they were live, because I like that song a lot. Yeah. Speaking of live music, Tufts had a pretty huge weekend of live music. It was our Spring Fling on Saturday, which is for those people of Medford who don't know, there's a student at Tufts. One of my friends was in like a group project, and this kid in the group project like hadn't heard of Spring Fling, even though it's like what everyone has been talking about nonstop for the past month. It's like Tufts' biggest event of the semester, and this kid just like had no idea what spring fling was. I thought that was pretty funny. But it basically, the morning is like parties during the day at different frats and outside, and then the afternoon was this concert, and the headliners were Amine, Bia, Ella Jane, and it was supposed to be Dayglo, but he canceled. It was interesting. I don't know if it lived up to all of my expectations. It was nice to see live music outside, though, and it was fun to see so many Tufts students all in one place. I feel like we haven't really had that yet, and the weather was really nice, which was good, but yeah, so that was Saturday, and then I feel like Sunday people kind of went easy, myself included. Like, most of my friends were in bed by, like, 9 or 10 p.m. on Saturday night because we were so tired from the day. I don't know who my favorite was. Probably Amine, because he was, like, the biggest, and people were most excited to see him. But, yeah, Tufts did a good job with that one. It was fun. I don't really have much else to say. It wasn't really life-changing, but yeah. Unfortunately, we'll not be playing any music by any of those artists today on my show. I was listening to WMFO the other day, like yesterday or something, and people were playing Dayglo. But sadly, I have no Amine, Bia, Ella Jane, or Dayglo lined up. On that note, the next song I'm going to play is Steamboat by Adrian Lenker. Steamboat by Adrian Lenker. Still very upset that I didn't go to see her at the Sinclair. She came to play in Cambridge, and I didn't go because I think I had a test the next day. But I should have gone. That would have been so fun. Summer goals. I was thinking about this today. For those of you that don't know, today was Tufts' last day of classes, so I really had my mind on the summer. Number one is to go see more live music. The only concert I have lined up right now is Belle and Sebastian, which I'm very excited for. That's a good one, but I gotta figure out more. Also, I think it would be fun to... I got really good at, like, seeing live music this fall. I saw a bunch of different concerts at different venues, but I think it would be so fun to go in the summer because I feel like there are a lot more outdoor venues that would be fun to go to. Also, I perhaps will be working on a farm. I'm to develop my farm girl personality, I think. Read more is always a goal of mine. Who knows if that will happen? I think once I don't have as much school, I have so much work to do this next week, but after that, hopefully I will have more time. But call in if you have summer goals for yourself. I'm not fully confident that I'm able to pick up the phone, so call in if you would like. I may or may not pick up. Okay, I'm gonna start, I feel like I've been playing a lot of slower songs, but I'm gonna pick it up a bit now. For the second half of the show. So this next song is Fleetwood Mac, a classic fave, with Say You Love Me.
Falling, falling. after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. The world outside looks so unkind. And I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I'm gonna get lost in your rock and roll. Joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song, in rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away.
I'm back. So that was, before that we had Say You Love Me by Fleetwood Mac and then Drift Away by Dobby Gray. And now I'm going to read a PSA, a public service announcement. All right, May is National Bike Month. Yeah, and the third week of May is Bike to Work Week. It's an excellent time of year to try this healthful, non-polluting way to travel. Cycling can be fun, healthy, and enjoyable, but it's important to follow the rules of the road. A motorist passing a bicycle must wait until it is safe to pass, then give adequate clearance. A cyclist should try to make it easy for a motorist to pass, but only if it is safe. When it is not safe to allow a car to pass, a cyclist should use the full lane. No matter what, watch out for distracted drivers, because they're everywhere. Cyclists have the same rights and the same responsibilities as other drivers. Drive your bike like the vehicle that it is, and every week can be Bike to Work Week. A message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. I think that's a pretty good one. I haven't seen that one before. I didn't know May was National Bike Month. But checks out. May seems like a pretty good month to bike. I used to have my bike at school, and then I left it at home, which I'm kind of sad about because I really enjoy biking. I used to bike to school a lot. Well, not a lot. My parents are listening, and they're going to, if they were here, they would say I probably biked to school like twice. But I think it was probably more than that. My mom did drive me to school a lot in high school, which is very kind of her. But I enjoyed the times where I was early enough to ride my bike to school. Okay, so the next song I'm going to play is Leaning on You by Haim.
I might forget to turn out all the lights, but you take care of me when I have to leave. Dawn. I might sleep in past all my alarms, but you take care of us when I make it tough, because it takes all that I got not to fuck this up. So won't you let me know if I'm not alone, leaning on you. Was I fearless, 17 years old, or was I faithless? Just a kid leaving home. Now I get scared for reasons I don't know. Is it just because I ain't tough enough to be alone? It takes all that I got not to fuck this up. So won't you let
everybody try to have a good time. I think you know the reason why.
I saw a blind man standing on a corner yesterday, baby. He couldn't hardly tie his shoes, but he had a harmonica and a guitar strapped around his neck, and he sure could play the blues. Oh yeah.
Everybody's gotta live, and everybody's gonna die. Everybody try to have a good time. I think you know the reason why.
I feel like I've seen just about a million sunsets. She said, if you're with me, I'll never go away. That's when I stopped and I took another look at my baby. She said, if you're with me, I'll never go away. Because
everybody's gotta live, and everybody's gonna die. Everybody's gotta live before you know the reason why.
I had a dream the other night, baby. I dreamt that I was all alone, but when I woke up, I took a look around myself, and I was surrounded by 50 million strong. Oh yeah.
Everybody's gotta live, and everybody's gonna die. Everybody's gotta live before you know the reason why.
Yeah.
Everybody's gotta live, and everybody's gonna die. Everybody's gotta live. You gotta live before you know the reason why.
Hello, I'm back. That was Everybody's Gotta Live by Love. And in the past 44 minutes that I've been in the studio, I've been like refreshing the Met Gala page and looking at the outfits, which has been very exciting. But I have a boy in the studio, and I think that, well, I feel like maybe this is sexist or a generalization, but I feel like women probably are the majority of the viewership of the Met Gala. So I'm going to talk to said boy about his takes on the Met Gala. So, okay, this is Jack. First of all, did you know what the Met Gala was before today?
I knew what it was. I didn't know it was today, though.
Okay. Oh, also disclaimer, or like not disclaimer, but thing I that should be mentioned, the theme this year is Gilded Glamour. It's like supposed to be kind of American. I think it's a two-part theme from last year. Last year the theme was also American, hence the AOC tax the rich dress was like a commentary on American politics. So I'm gonna show Jack two outfits that have been worn on the red carpet today and get his takes on them as a representative of men and men's thoughts on the Met Gala. So the first dress that we are going to review together is the host of the evening, who is Blake Lively and Ryan Reynolds. They're both, they're just famous people. I don't really know, like, Blake Lively's been in a bunch of movies, so I guess she's an actress, but they're, like, famous and rich and have done a lot of things. But her dress is, she did, like, transformation moment, similar to Lady Gaga a couple years ago, where her dress started out green and, or no, started out copper and turned green, and it's supposed to be like a take on how many of the copper buildings in New York City, when they're oxidized, they turn green, like the Statue of Liberty. So Jack, please take a look at this dress and tell your thoughts. You can rate it out of 5 stars. Let's start there.
I don't think I need to rate it, really. I don't know. I think it's cool. I think it, deserves to exist and be shown to the public. It's also very gimmicky, but I guess that's kind of the point of the Met Gala.
Do you think that, as the host, she should be, like, making a statement with her outfit, or do you think the host should be taking more of, like, a more reserved look? Or do you even have an opinion on that at all?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess that makes sense that if you were the host, you'd want to maybe let other people show off.
Okay, next outfit we're going to look is Michelle Yao, who she recently starred in Everything Everywhere All at Once, which is a movie that came out that we both watched and actually weren't huge fans of, even though it's like getting insane reviews. But thoughts on her look of the night. For people listening, please look up these outfits as well.
You should describe it for
okay,
everyone.
Okay, basically it's off the shoulder. It's also a green dress. Michelle Yao is, like, very celebrated because she's older and Everything Everywhere All at Once was more of an action movie, so she's getting a lot of acclaim for being, like, an older woman starring in an action movie when, like, most action movies tend to feature younger actors, mostly men. So I think her look is very classy. I think she's killing it, personally.
I agree.
I like the off-the-shoulder. I like her necklace. Okay. That's enough, unless you have anything else to say.
No, I think we've covered
Jack it. Jack has been to the Met very recently, also for the first time ever. He went in April. Do you have a favorite section?
Of the Met?
Yeah, would that be something you would want to review more than the outfits?
No, that's okay. We don't have to talk about it. So it happens in the Met?
It happens in the Met. They, like, walk through the exhibits. And I think the actual dinner is, like, inside the museum. But the rule is that there's no, like, no pictures, no videos, so no one actually knows what happens inside the party.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And people, like, celebrities used to try and take, like, selfies in the bathroom mirror, and then they got banned from doing that, because they, like, are very strict about no photos inside.
Wow.
Which makes sense. I feel like if you're very famous, like, you, I don't know, you want to feel safe at the Met. And not like your privacy is being violated. Okay, well, that's all I have for Met Gala content. Next I'm gonna play Charlie XCX, a song called Boys.
I was busy thinking about boys. Thinking about boys. I need that bad boy to do me right on a Friday, and I need that good one to wake me up on a Sunday. That one from work can come over on Monday night. I want them all, I want them all. And when they finally leave me, I'm all alone, but I'm looking down at my girls, are blowing my phone up. Them 20 questions they're asking me where I'm at, didn't hit them back. I'm sorry that your party. I wish I had a better excuse. Like, I had to trash the hotel lobby. But I was busy thinking about boys. Boys, boys, boys.
I was busy dreaming about boys, boys, boys. I was busy thinking about boys.
At St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that her dad was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room with Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. Wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went and fled to Barbershop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some facts and played some pool. Pretend you never went to school. And still you'll never get it right. It's when you're
pool.
That was Common People by Pulp. So I just realized this may or may not be my last show. I think I'll come back 2 weeks from now. I checked the schedule, and I believe I have another show then, so definitely tune in 2 Mondays from now. But thank you so much for listening, if you did. It just started raining pretty hard, so hope you're... Be safe out there. Also, if you're a Tufts student... Well, I guess you either have a ticket or you don't, but the burlesque show is at 9, and you should go to that, because my sweet mates are in it, Anna Goldstein and Julian, and they're going to be really good, I bet. So even if you don't have a ticket, you should try to sneak in. don't say I said that, though, because, yeah, but definitely, yeah, definitely go if you can at 9 p.m. Okay, thank you so much for listening, and this was Songs for My Dog. Yeah, have a good night.
Cult every day to suit your affairs, kissing girls in English at the back of the stairs. You're a honey with the following of innocent boys.